resurrection on the last day. They are not some Hollywood special effect. This is not some movie magic make-believe we're talking about. This resurrection, this is God's greatest promise and God's honest truth. You will rise up from the dead and live with God forever. And to increase your faith in that promise, God doesn't just show you a preview. He shows you the whole thing right now. Today, God makes you a witness to the resurrection, just like he made those two women in the Bible witnesses to resurrection. But this time, it's not the resurrection of some widow's son Jesus shows us. This time, God shows us the resurrection of his very own son from the dead. That's the resurrection to which God makes you a witness. And he does it all through the miraculous power of his word. So right now, listen, watch, and witness the resurrection of our Lord. In Romans, St. Paul says, Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. St. Peter says, Christ, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, was crucified and put to death. But God raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. And Jesus Christ himself reveals his own resurrection to you as he reveals his resurrection through the pages of Holy Scripture on the road to Emmaus, where he shows himself to the two disciples in the breaking of the bread. In Jerusalem, to Peter, revealing himself risen from the dead at the very same time. To the disciples gathered in the upper room when he comes to them in the midst of their fear and says, peace. Peace I leave with you. And here's the kicker. God's not just showing us the resurrection. He's actually giving us a part in it. St. Paul says, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with Christ in a resurrection like his. You've got more than a preview. You've got the whole movie right before you. And you know exactly how this one ends. With you and me, and all the saints rising up from the dead. In baptism, it has already happened. God has united you to Christ, both in his death on the cross and in his resurrection from the grave. You have died with Christ. You have risen with Christ. And when Christ comes again, he will raise you up and give you a share in his eternal glory. Here and now, I know that things are not always good. Yes, we are blessed. We are forgiven. We are the redeemed and beloved children of God, saved by faith through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Absolutely. But we still struggle here and now, don't we? All of us, me included, we still struggle with our health, with our finances, with our flesh, with temptation, with the devil, with sin, with so many things, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, we do battle, sometimes physical, sometimes spiritual. We battle against the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. The life we live here and now can at times be harder than any of us ever imagined it could be. So today, in the midst of all those struggles and battles, right in the middle of all our trials and temptation, right in the midst of all of that, the Holy Spirit holds these two resurrections before us to strengthen us in our faith, to increase our hope, and to give us a preview of what awaits us on the very last day. God shows us these two resurrections today to build us up in our most holy faith that Christ is coming. And when he comes, he will do for us what he did for that dead boy in Zarephath and what he did for that young man in the town of Nain. He will raise us up from the dead. He will raise you up from the dead and welcome you into everlasting life. Hold on to that promise. Hold on to Christ's promise of resurrection and eternal life. And while you hold on to the promise, watch God's previews of it over and over and over again as you read these passages from Scripture set before us today. Relive and receive God's promises new every single day as you return to your baptism in faith and hope and there find your connection to Christ in life, in death, in resurrection, and in glory. That's the promise God has put in that sacred bath. And when Christ comes again in all his glory, just like the previews show, he will raise you up. That is exactly what will happen. So come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of response is created.